How to switch from Save Plan within 90 days. Save Plan borrowers must select a new repayment plan within 90 days of the date on their individual servicer notice. Check the deadline in the notice, eligibility for each plan, application records, and the first payment date. Check the notice date and your individual deadline listed in the servicer notice. Review your loan type and contact information on student aid, gov, and in your servicer account. Use Loan Simulator to compare the displayed options, including RAP and IBR, and their estimated payments. Apply for an eligible plan through the official IDR application process on student aid, gov. Keep your application records and confirm the approved plan and first billing date. Save Plan borrowers must select a new repayment plan within 90 days of the individualized transition notice date from their loan servicer. Prepare the notice, loan list, and income information. Compare eligibility and estimated amounts on student aid, gov, submit an application, and then confirm the receipt and first billing date. Based on transition notices beginning to be sent on July 1, 2026, how to confirm the 90-day deadline, the 90-day period, does not end on the same date for every borrower. The starting point is the individualized notice date provided by each servicer. Notices began to be sent sequentially starting July 1, 2026. Accordingly, the first deadlines begin in late September 2026. Check all of the following locations. Emails sent by the servicer, the transition notice, received by mail the message center in the servicer's online account. The submission deadline shown directly on the notice, do not assume that the date you read the email is the date the period begins. It may also differ from the date you actually received the mail. If the notice includes a deadline, follow that date. If the dates conflict, ask the servicer for written confirmation. The applicable rules can be found in the U.S. Department of Education's announcement on follow-up actions for SAVE borrowers and Federal Student Aid's IDR FAQ. No reconstructed quotations without official source text have been used. Items to prepare before applying. Before applying, prepare the notice and your federal loan information. Also verify that your income information is current. Missing documents may delay plan comparisons or processing. The SAVE transition notice from the servicer, a way to log in to your student aid. Gov account, a way to log in to your servicer account, the types and balances of your loans, your latest tax return, or requested income documentation information required for the IDR calculation, such as family size, your current email address, phone number, and mailing address if you have a Parent PLUS loan or consolidation loan, identify it separately. Your loan history before consolidation may also affect eligibility. If you are in default, the process may differ from the standard application procedure. Repayment plan change process proceed in order, from reviewing the notice to retaining proof of submission. Do not simply submit the application and close your account. You must confirm the plan actually applied and the first billing date. Find the notice. Check your email and mailbox. Also open any secure messages in your servicer account. Record your individualized deadline. Save both the notice date and the stated deadline. Set a separate calendar reminder as well. Cross-check your loan information. Review the loan list on student aid, gov. Also compare the balances and statuses in your servicer account. Compare the plans for which you are shown as eligible. Check estimated monthly amounts in Loan Simulator. Also review the repayment period and estimated total interest. Apply through the official channel. If you are eligible to apply for IDR, submit the application through student aid, gov. For other plans, follow the procedure provided by the servicer. Save the submission record. Keep the completion screen and confirmation number. Also retain copies of the income documentation you submitted. Track the processing status. Confirm that the plan you applied for appears in your account. Also check the payment amount and due date on the first bill. The servicer may request additional documentation. Respond to any request for supplemental information within the stated period. If you received instructions only by phone, confirm them again through an account message. Comparing RAP, IBR, and standard plans, the method used to calculate monthly payments differs by plan. RAP and IBR take income-related factors into account. Standard plans are calculated primarily according to the balance and repayment period. Plan factors affecting the monthly payment, what to check before applying repayment assistance plan, RAP. Adjusted gross income bracket and dependent-related information confirm that it appears in your account as an eligible option income-based repayment. IBR, discretionary income, family size, and the percentage based on when you first borrowed confirm the loan type and whether the new borrower criteria apply standard plan loan balance, interest rate, and repayment period. A reduction in income is not automatically reflected in the payment amount tiered standard plan tiered payment structure. And loan terms check later payment amounts rather than looking only at the initial payment, the IBR payment calculation method, and CAP should be confirmed in the official IBR guidance. Check the exact RAP amount on the official application screen. Income brackets and dependent information may be reflected in the calculation. Not all SAVE borrowers will receive the same options. Automatic assignment is not a process that identifies the least expensive plan. It may not fully account for an individual's income and family size. This is why you must compare plans yourself before the deadline. Summary by circumstance, the plans available to you vary according to your loan history. If any of the following conditions apply, the outcome may differ from that of a typical SAVE borrower. Current circumstance, what to check next action holds regular direct loans eligible plans shown, such as RAP and IBR compare loan simulator results, and then apply includes parent plus IDR eligibility restrictions and consolidation history. Review the official detailed loan records first holds A. Consolidation loan types of loans held before consolidation. Ask the servicer for the basis of the eligibility determination in default, whether an application for a regular repayment plan is allowed. Ask about resolving the default. First, uses multiple servicers' notices and processing status for each. Servicer confirm the deadline and application status in each account. Income recently decreased difference between tax return information and current income check. What alternative income documentation is allowed? Do not select a plan arbitrarily if it does not appear on the official application screen. Eligibility is determined by loan type and borrowing history. If anything is unclear, request the basis from the servicer in writing. Example of calculating the 90 days. The exact deadline must be calculated based on the individualized notice date and then confirmed with the loan servicer. This example is provided to explain the date calculation. The date shown on your individualized notice takes precedence as the actual deadline. Confirm the individualized notice date stated in the notice. Add 90 days to that date. Record the result as a provisional deadline and confirm it with the loan servicer. Check the notice again to see whether it states a separate deadline. If the dates differ, contact the servicer in writing. The deadline must be confirmed in the individualized notice from the loan servicer. If the notice was sent on July 15, the calculation result will also differ. Do not determine your deadline based on another borrower's online post. Distinguishing the notice date, application date, and first payment date, these three dates do not have the same meaning. Missing this distinction may cause you to misjudge when payments begin. Date meaning where to check notice date, the date from which the 90-day transition period is calculated. Servicer notice application, date the date the new plan was submitted completion screen, and confirmation number first payment date, the date on which the actual payment obligation begins. Bill issued. After approval, you cannot assume that the payment date begins immediately after submitting the new plan. The billing schedule must be confirmed with the loan servicer. SAVE-related forbearance may end when the plan changes. Check the actual payment date on the new bill. Your status may change while the servicer processes the application. Do not rely solely on the forbearance status shown in your account. Review both the bill and transaction history. Consequences of missing the deadline: if you do not select a plan by the deadline, you may be transitioned automatically. Official guidance indicates that assignment to a standard or tiered standard plan is possible. The plan actually applied may vary according to the loan terms. There is no guarantee that the automatically assigned amount will be lower than an income-based payment. Even after automatic assignment, check whether you may apply to change plans. If a bill has already been issued, check the due date first. If the deadline has just passed, respond in the following order. Check your current plan in the servicer account. Check for any missed payments or issued bills. Compare eligible plans again on studentaid.gov. Ask the servicer whether a change is possible. Save the instructions and records of your inquiry. Keeping records in case of processing delays, application records provide evidence of when and what you submitted. Store screenshots and documents in one place. Files containing personal information must be securely protected. Keep the following materials: the transition notice showing the date and deadline, a full screenshot of the application completion, screen the confirmation number and submission time. The name of the selected plan, copies of uploaded income documentation messages exchanged with the servicer, notes of call dates and consultation. Details: the first bill received after approval, it is advisable to include the date in the file name. One example is 2026-09-01 IDR application receipt. Do not save tax documents on a shared device. Common mistakes: the most common mistake is applying another borrower's deadline to yourself. Online examples are only a reminder tool. Your individualized notice is the basis for determining your deadline. Assuming that late September 2026 is the deadline for every borrower checking only email and not the servicer's message center, looking only at the estimated monthly payment, without checking the total repayment amount, failing to save the application completion screen, mistaking the application date for the first payment date, assuming that automatic assignment provides the most advantageous plan, missing notices or requests for supplemental information, because contact details are outdated, official calculation results also vary according to the information entered. Enter your income and family size accurately. The final amount must be confirmed through the servicer's approval and bill.